Unit 18. Put them away, please.
第十八单元，请把它们放好，请把它们收拾好。
Them, 这个地方是指的东西。Put them away, please.
请把这些东西收拾好，请把这些东西放好。
Now, please look at the card.
请看卡片。
Look at the picture. This is Jim, and this is Jim's bedroom. The woman is saying, What can you see in Jim's bedroom?
In Jim's bedroom, 在 Jim 的卧室里面。
What can you see?
你能够看到什么东西？
I can see many things. I can see many things.
我可以看到许许多多的东西。
What's in Jim's bedroom? What's in Jim's bedroom?
Jim 的房间里面有什么东西？
There is a computer, a clock, a light, a desk, a bed, a board, some pictures, some clothes, and so on.
在 Jim 的房间里面有许多东西，有电视，有灯，有书桌，有床，有一些图片，有一些衣服，有一个足球等等。
What's in Jim's bedroom? There are some pictures, some clothes, a pair of shoes, and some books.
Jim 的卧室里面有什么？
There are some pictures, clothes, and books.
Jim 的房间里面有一些图片、衣服和书。
There are.
那么刚才这段对话里面呢，我们复习了我们学过的
there is 和 there are
表示在什么地方有什么东西这种句型。
For example, there is a computer on my desk.
在我的书桌上有一台电视。
A computer
是单数形式，所以前面用 there is。
There are many students in front of me.
在我的前面有许多学生。
Many students
是复数，所以要用 there are.
There are many students in front of me.
好，这个是我们这单元要复习的一个要点。
Now, please look at the picture again.
请大家再看图片。
Where is the football? It's under the bed. It's under the bed.
Under 是在什么下面，在什么下方。
Where is the clock? Where is the clock? It's on the wall. It's on the wall.
On 是在什么上面。
Where is the computer? Where is the computer? It's on the desk. It's on the desk. Where are his football clothes?
Football clothes, 足球衫。
Where are his football clothes? They are on his bed. They are on his bed. Where are the pictures? Where are the pictures? They are on the wall. They are on the wall. Where are his shoes? Where are his shoes? They are under his bed. They are under his bed.
在上面这些练习里面呢，我们又复习了表示什么东西在什么地方，例如 on the desk, on his bed, on the wall, 表示在什么上面，我们要用介词 on, 在墙上 on the wall, 在书桌上 on the desk, 在床上 on the bed, 在什么的下方下面用 under, 例如 under his bed, 在他的床下 under the desk,在书桌下。
OK,
那么我们前面的复习呢，一个要掌握表示在什么地方有什么东西英语的表示方法，第二呢，要能够描述某个事物在什么具体的地方，当然我们要能够向对方询问什么地方有什么东西和什么东西在什么地方。
Now let's go on. Look at the picture. This is Jim and this is Jim's mother. They are talking. What are they talking about? Look and listen. Jim, where are you?
I'm in my room.
Come out, please.
Okay, Mom.
I'm in my room.
我在房间里面。
Come out, please.
Come, 我们知道是来的意思。
Come out,
请出来。
Come out, please.
Okay, Mom.
So pay attention.
Come out,
出来。那么进来呢?
Come in,
come in.
And go on with the dialogue.
Jim, is this your football sock?
The mother is saying, Jim, is this your football sock?
Yes, it is.
Where is the other one? Where is the other one?
那么另外一只在什么地方?
I think it's in one of my shoes. I think it's in one of my shoes.
我想可能在我的一只鞋里面。请注意 ,sock, 袜子 ,shoe, 鞋通常都是成双成对。所以我们一般说袜子和鞋都要用复数形式 ,socks, shoes. 那么一双袜子要说 a pair of socks, 一双鞋 a pair of shoes.
But here, is this your football sock?
这是不是你的一只足球袜啊，因为是一只了。
Where is the other one?
那么另外一只在什么地方？
Other 是表示其他的、另外的意思。
Put them away, please. You must look after your things.
We know, put them away, please.
请把它收好，请把它放好。
You must look after your things.
要把自己的东西照管好。
Yes, Mom.
So put away means 把什么东西收起来、放好的意思。
For example, we can say, you must put away your books.
你应该把你的书给放好。可以把宾语放在 put away 的后面。注意，这个时候宾语一定是一个名词。也可以把放的东西放在 put away 之间。
So you must put your books away.
Go on.
One, the other.
One, the other 的意思是一个、另一个。
For example, I have two hands.
我有两只手。
One is the right hand. The other is the left hand.
一只是右手，一只是左手。那么 one 和 the other 通常是指两个事物，一个和另一个。请看例子。
There are two boxes in the picture. One is red.The other is yellow. And please look at the picture. There are two boxes in the picture. One is red. The other is yellow.
一个盒子是红的，另外一个盒子是黄的。好，那么这个是 one 和 the other 的用法。那如果一个和其他的呢？这个时候在 the other, other 的后面要加上复数。比如说我们班有一个学生是湖北的。其他的学生都是北京的。
Then we say, one is from Hubei. The others are from Beijing.
Now let's go on. Put away. 把什么收好，把什么放好。
You can't put your books on the floor. You must put them away. You must look after them.
你不能够把书放在地上
floor, 地板
put your books on the floor, 把书放在地板上
you can't put your books on the floor, you must put them away, you must look after them,
okay?
So we must put everything away,
我们应该把自己的东西都应该放好
and we must look after our things,
我们应该把自己的东西都照管好
Lesson 70, Unit 18. Read and say.
第十八单元第七十课，读和说。首先我们要看一段对话。 Now please read.
David, could you help me please?
David, 你能帮我的忙吗？
What's wrong?
怎么了？有什么事？
I want my kite. It's in that tree.
我想要我的风筝，现在风筝挂在树上了。
Okay, don't worry. I can get it for you.
行，别着急，我能够把它给你拿下来。请注意这段对话里面 What's wrong? 出什么事了？怎么了？
In that tree,
在树上。请注意这个地方的介词是用的 in。
Don't worry,
不要着急。
What's wrong?
怎么了？你有什么地方不舒服？出什么毛病了？我们都可以用 What's wrong. For example, 当你看到你的朋友或者同学啊，脸色不好，你可以问 What's wrong? 怎么了？在看到你的同学很焦急啊，到处呢在寻找东西，你也可以问 What's wrong? 怎么了？丢了什么东西？所以 What's wrong? 它的具体含义呢，要根据所处的情景来理解它的意思。
Now please look at the card. In the tree 和 on the tree，
一声汉语的时候呢，都可以表示在树上。
There are many apples on the tree.
树上长着许多苹果。所以 on the tree 是直接生长在树上。因此长在树上的果实，长在树上的树叶，我们都可以用 on the tree.
The oranges on the tree are very nice.
树上的橘子非常好吃。这个橘子是长在树上的。
There's a boy in the tree.
树上有一个男孩。
In the tree
表示某一个动物或者某一个人某一个事物搁在树上或者放在树上。
The little boy is in the tree.
那个小男孩在树上。所以要注意 in the tree 和 on the tree 的区别。回顾一下。On the tree 通常是表示某一个果实或者树叶生长在树上啊，当然了，如果你用一个钉子把个什么东西挂在树上，那也可以说 on the tree 啊，就把一个标牌或者一个树的名称把它钉在树上去，也可以用 on the tree。 那么 in the tree 是通常表示一个人或者一个事物放在树上啊，待在树上。Go on, the next expression. 请看下一个。
What's wrong?
出什么毛病了？如果要具体到询问某个人或某个事物呢，后面可以用 with。
例如 What's wrong with your kite, Kate?
你的风筝怎么了？
With your kite, Kate?
你的风筝怎么了？
It's in that tree.And I think it's broken.
哦，在树上，我想它已经破了。
Don't worry,
别着急。
Broken, 破了。
Don't worry, 别着急。下面我们看这两个词语。Broken, 它可以表示破碎了、破了的意思。
For example, this bottle is broken.
这个瓶子破了。
His pencil is broken.
它也可以表示折断了。
His pencil is broken.
它的铅笔断了。要注意 ,broken 除了可以表示破碎了、破损了、断了、断裂了，还可以表示坏了。
For example, that TV is broken.
那台电视坏了。啊，所以看到这样的句子呢，一定要根据上下文情景啊，就不要记得 broken 是破了，就说他那台电视破了。
啊，有时候不是破了，就是坏了的意思，有毛病的意思。
Another, her plane is broken. Can you mend it?
她的飞机坏了或者折断了，你能否修理一下？
Now that's the word broken.
这是有关 broken 的用法。所以你以后家里面有什么东西坏了，你都可以说 broken. For example, my radio is broken. 我的收音机坏了。My CD player is broken. 我的那个 CD 的 Walkman 坏了。
My VCD player is broken.
我家的那个 VCD 机坏了。
Go on, the next expression.
好，下面我们再看后一个例子。
Is my kite broken? I don't think so. Here you are, catch.
Oh, thank you. 在这段话里面，请大家注意 I don't think so. 表示我个人的一种看法，我不那么认为。我的风筝破了，我认为没破。表示和对方的意见不同。
Catch
原来的意思是抓和捉住的意思，经常用在打球的时候，把球传给对方，可以说 catch 接住。那这个地方呢， catch 也是表示把风筝从树上扔下来，要它接着。
So catch
在生活中运用是非常多的。
I don't think so
表示自己和对方的意见有所不同，不那么认为。Here you are 是日常用的非常多的一个用语，把什么东西递给对方的时候都可以说 Here you are。 与对方的意见一致可以说 I think so， 我也这么看。与对方的意见不太一致，表示自己不同意，可以说 I don't think so。 例如
Is that box heavy?
Yes, I think so。 那个箱子重吗？是的，我认为很重。
Is it full?
是不是满的？
I don't think so.
不，我不那么认为，我想不是满的。
What's wrong, David?
I can't get down.
Don't worry.
Lily.
Hi, Kate, what's wrong?
It's David. He's in that tree. He can't get down. Can you help him?
Don't worry, I can help him.
Get down, 下来的意思。我们大家学过 get up 是起床的意思，起来的意思。So get down 是从什么地方下来。请注意这个地方的 don't worry, 李雷，这是他叫李雷，喊李雷。李雷 ,Hi, Kate, 哎，有什么事？出什么事了？
What's wrong? It's David, he's in that tree, he can't get down. Can you help him?
你能否帮帮他？
Don't worry, I can help him.
别着急，我能帮他。
David, come this way, please.
Okay, thanks.
Now come here, to the wall.
Right, I'm okay now, thank goodness.
Don't thank goodness, thank Lily.
Thanks very much, Lily.
You're welcome.
在这段对话里面，请大家特别注意，这一段呢，就是描述李雷啊去帮那个 David 情况。Come this way, 指挥他啊，从这边走。Come this way.
Come here to the wall.
好，再往这边来，往那个墙这边过来。
Right, I'm okay now.
Thank goodness.
啊，谢谢老天爷。
Don't thank goodness, thank Lily.
Thanks very much, Lily.
You are welcome.
You are welcome 是对对方的感谢的一种礼貌的回答。OK, 那么这是关于这一课的一个对话的内容。在对话中，请大家注意掌握一些惯用的
come this way, I think so, I don't think so, 等等。
Lesson 71, Unit 18, 第十八单元第七十一课 Ask and answer, 问和答 Ask and answer, 问和答。请看下面的一段对话。
Can you help her?
Certainly, what's wrong?
Her TV is broken, there's no picture and color.
Can you mend it? I think so. Let me have a look. Means the TV. Look, it's okay now. You're great. Thank you very much.
在这段对话里面复习了 What's wrong?
TV is broken.
请注意这句话
There's no picture and color.
既没有图像也没有颜色。
There's no picture and color. Can you mend it?
Mend 是修理的意思。你能否修理它?
I think so. Let me have a look.
让我瞧一瞧。Mends the TV. 就修好了电视。瞧,现在没问题了。好,本单元呢,我们重点的要归纳复习语法 personal pronouns, 人称代词。人称代词就是用来代替人的这样些你我他你们我们他们这样些词。在汉语里面人称代词我爱你你爱我那么这个我和你从字的形上没有什么区别。而在英语里面人称代词我你他我们你们他们它是有主格和宾格之分。那么我爱你 or I love you,那么你爱我的话 You love me 这个我呢要用 me 这就是英语里面的人称代词的主格和宾格下面把我们所学过的人称代词的主格和宾格归纳一下请看表格这边是主格这边是宾格 I, me You 它的主格和宾格是一样的She, her, 主格是女性的她，她的宾格是 her。It, 主格和宾格是一样的。We, us, 主格是 we, 她的宾格是 us。你们主格和宾格是一样的。They, 她的宾格是 them。请看。Can I help you? 那这个地方的 I 就是主格 You 是宾格 Can you help me? 这句话的 you 是主格 Me 是宾格 Please help him Him 是宾格 Let's help them Them 是宾格 Could you help us? 你能否帮帮我们
Us 是宾格Look after her. Her 是宾格。
那同学们在具体的使用之中呢就特别要注意啊什么情况下该用主格什么情况下该用宾格。下面我们做一道练习。
Blank want a knife. Can you get blank one, please? Certainly. Here blank are. Thanks very much. You're welcome.
那这个地方的想要是谁想要一个主格了
Can you get blank one?
那这个地方呢你能否弄一个给我那这个地方的我呢是宾格因此答案是
I want a knife Can you get me one please? So I 主格 Me 是宾格 Certainly here you are
请大家注意这个 you 是主格还是宾格对它在四动词 are 的前面是一个主格
Thanks very much. You are welcome.
All right. So much for Unit 18, 第十八单元，我们就辅导到这里。